KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This week on Viewpoints.
There's so much scramble for content that all of this, where we know everything about everything.
When staying informed turns toxic, then...
I'm in my 60s, and most of my peers are like, okay, let's start talking about retirement and how we can relax and how we can do less. And this happened to be just a pivotal turning point in my career to a whole nother career.
It's never too late to try something new. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
It's me, Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. I see those dry elbows, baby. But don't worry, get moisturized right in the shower. So hydrated, you can skip the lotion after.
Don't wanna see it dry no more. Skin so moisturized with Body Wash.
Look at you now, no more dry skin. Your skin gets the moisture it craves with
Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Ever feel like you can't get away from the news? Over coffee, on your commute, in the quiet just before bed, it's like there's no off switch anymore. And all that noise? It's doing more than cluttering your brain. Mental health experts now have a name for this modern-day overload: headline stress disorder. And it's more than just a catchy label. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic say this condition has real impacts on your mental health.
It's sometimes called headline stress disorder. Some people call it news anxiety. It's basically the psychological and physical effects of consuming too much distressing news content. And it can look a lot of ways. It can, you know, manifest anxiety. It can cause higher stress levels. And it can even just suddenly your heart starts beating faster. You start to feel a little upset stomach. It can trigger a lot of body responses, of course.
That's Don Grant, a media psychologist and national advisor of healthy device management for Newport Healthcare. Along with the symptoms he describes, the stress from constantly consuming news can trigger headaches, GI issues, and back pain. So how do you protect yourself while still staying informed? Where's the line? Brian McLaughlin, associate professor in the Department of Advertising at Texas Tech University, says there are some clear red flags that can signal you're in too deep.
We classify problematic news consumption based on five criteria. First is transportation, which is the tendency to kind of get really drawn in when you're consuming the news. You kind of really, all your focus and attention's there. You're kind of not paying attention to things around you. You're just kind of focused on that news, getting really absorbed in it. The second is preoccupation, the tendency to kind of continue thinking about the news even when you're done consuming. So you kind of find your mind drifting back and kind of thinking about what's happening, what's going on, getting concerned about it. Third is misregulation. It's this tendency to kind of consume news thinking that maybe it'll help you feel better, but ultimately it makes you feel worse, or trying to figure out what's going on. That again makes you feel worse. The fourth is underregulation, which is kind of those compulsive habits, that inability to stop doing it, just kind of always finding yourself kind of daily developing these habits where you're just consistently doing it, potentially as a consequence of that. The fifth is interference, which is when news starts kind of interfering with our day-to-day lives, that we can't focus at work, we're having trouble sleeping just because we're either consuming the news or thinking about it so much that we're having a hard time going about our daily lives.
In 2022, McLaughlin published a study in the scientific journal Health Communication that found that a growing number of Americans are consuming the news in unhealthy ways, even describing it as a form of addiction. According to his research, more than 16% of people surveyed showed signs of being severely problematic news consumers. Of this group, most reported physical and mental health ailments, along with trouble focusing on work, school, and family. While experts have worried about this overload since the 24-hour news cycle kicked off in the 1980s, Social media has turned it into a harder habit to break. Always on, always in your pocket.
It can definitely make it worse. And a lot of it's just the accessibility of it. I mean, it's always there. One, I mean, with, you know, smartphones and things like that, you can just always get to it. But then there's also just kind of a never-ending stream with social media. You can always find another TikTok video or another tweet to kind of go through. So for people that do get drawn into doom scroll, it's always available, never-ending well that you can kind of keep going back to. So it certainly has the opportunity to kind of make the problem worse and keep it prolonged.
Grant also points to the invention of the iPhone as a driver of headline stress disorder. Before smartphones, people got their news at set times during the day from print newspapers, TV, and radio. Now, news can be consumed from anywhere at any time. Combine this with smart social media algorithms designed to pull you down a rabbit hole, and it's easy to develop a screen addiction that feels impossible to kick. To make matters worse, with the flood of misinformation, disinformation, and AI-generated content online, Grant says he's seen people get worked up over false news.
It used to be that if we saw something in a newspaper or on a news broadcast or on the radio, we could pretty much assume it had been vetted and it was believable and it was the veracity of it was good. Now, with disinformation, fake news, anyone can write anything. And we've seen this where people just write. I've seen that suddenly, you know, the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell. And there's an AI-generated image of it, and it's clickbait. Because I'm like, oh my goodness, the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell, but it's a clickbait. So we also have to be careful. And now today, all users and all consumers of anything that's digital, that's content, need to be very aware. One piece of wrong information that can be very stressful, the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell with an image, can get spread so quickly through these echo chambers on social media that it can cause so much collective stress overwhelm.
Fake news comes in all forms, but headlines about death and disaster hit the hardest and can quickly gain speed, like the viral claim about the Leaning Tower of Pisa toppling over. Whether the story is fake or real, research shows that news about terror attacks, mass shootings, and other extreme events trigger more anxiety than almost any other kind of coverage. And while this kind of reporting can rattle anyone, Grant says it's especially tough on one group in particular.
I work with kids in Newport. That's our population, adolescents and young adults. And I talked to them about this. It is everything now is news. So things that we would never know about, things that, you know, I call it being overexposed and underdeveloped for the kids that can't handle it. So things that we would never have heard about that are concerning, but that happen in other countries or that happen, you know, things that are more localized or regionalized, something would happen, you know, in another state. Or now there's so much scramble for content that all of this, we know everything about everything.
Staying informed is important, but it's easy to overdo it. For instance, stories about murders or assaults get a lot of coverage, but violent crimes in the U.S. have actually gone down significantly since the 90s. Yet most people think it's getting worse. Why? Because when we're bombarded with bad news, even from far away, our brains start seeing threats everywhere. McLaughlin says it can be helpful to ask, is this news keeping me aware or stuck in fight or flight?
We don't think that people should stop consuming the news because there's a lot of important information in the news. A lot of it comes down to just kind of developing a better relationship with the news. And the first step is developing an understanding of what your relationship to the news is, right? And so a lot of people have these compulsive habits, but they're not really paying attention to them until to the point they get to like a breaking point, right? And then they feel like the stress is overwhelming and they just stop. So just starting by paying more attention to it's helpful. We found that mindfulness is negatively related to problematic news consumption. So people that have more mindfulness in general who are capable of kind of taking a step away from the news and focusing on what's going around them in the here and now. And having that kind of break from the news is really important for mental health.
The next step? Set some boundaries, like scanning the news only over your morning coffee or after dinner. Also, stick to a few trusted sources that are fact-based and direct. Grant says that even small changes like these can make a big difference in headline stress disorder symptoms and can boost overall happiness.
Pick one or two news sources that you really trust that have proven to you that they're really giving you correct information. And just check them maybe in the morning and maybe at night, but not before you go to bed in case you see something distressing that's happened in the world. So my suggestion would be bookend or just only have a couple of times when you check the news. Set a timer if you have to. Do not be on social media or these news platforms for more than 15 minutes. When you're with other people or when you're in, you know, in real life and you're in commitment, you have commitments or you're doing other things, turn off your phone or turn off the alerts and the sound so you don't get these constant barrage of alerts of these so-called breaking news. Have tech-free periods in your home. Never have them at meals. And before you go to bed, certainly, because what's going to happen is if you see something that's distressing or dysregulating or causes you anxiety, some news story before you go to bed, it's going to possibly cause you to have disruptive or not really good sleep.
To find out more about Don Grant, Brian McLaughlin, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante and Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, how a Detroit DJ turned a spark of inspiration into a feature film when Viewpoints returns.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin Ultra Strong. You can use less, better than the rest. Charmin Ultra Strong. Your booty pass the clean test. Yeah. Salmon weave texture, it's the best. Study up, teach a lesson on fresh. Your booty pass the clean test.
Yes, sir.
Charmin Ultra Strong.
Charmin Ultra Strong with diamond weave texture cleans better than the leading one-ply brand, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Did you know that Julia Child, the famous American chef and author, didn't publish her first cookbook until the age of 49? She spent 9 years testing and perfecting recipes in her Cambridge, Massachusetts kitchen. It wasn't until age 51 that she hard-launched her public TV show, The French Chef. Travel down south to Kentucky, and Colonel Harland Sanders, the founder of the Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant chain, also found late success for his brand. He held several odd jobs for much of his life before selling his now famous fried chicken out of a roadside restaurant during the Great Depression. He faced many setbacks while trying to franchise the concept and didn't open the first official KFC until he was 62 years old. These are just two examples out of many illustrating that age is just a number. Whether you're still searching for your true calling or just want to try something new, it's never too late. For Gerald McBride, a longtime Detroit radio host and producer, the idea behind his passion project first took shape 15 years ago after he went to a collegiate ice hockey game. He was finishing up a work meeting when a client asked if he wanted to join.
He asked, hey, you know, listen, I have to go to the University of Michigan.
to a hockey game. I'm like, really? He says, yeah, my son is playing for UMass. He's from Connecticut. He says, my son is playing for UMass. Would you mind taking me to University of Michigan and joining me at this hockey game? I said, sure, why not? Let's go. I had never been to a hockey game. We get there. It's sold out, 10,000 seats at University of Michigan as they played UMass. And of course, his son was playing for UMass. And I'm just really enjoying the game. But as I looked around, I was the only African-American in the entire arena. And I was like, really just amazed at this sport, but just wondering where are all the black people in this game? It just had such a huge impact on me. And I left that game and I immediately got the idea for this movie. And I really believe it was just a God-given idea.
McBride didn't let his lack of experience in screenwriting and filmmaking hinder his vision. He felt a drive to bring to life this story of a young black hockey player and the challenges of playing in a predominantly white sport.
I just had this idea in my head about this story, about this black hockey player, and I just began to write on notepads and, you know, not really having any of the formal training for writing a screenplay or the right software or anything. But I just kept writing and writing because it's almost like when you get an idea for a story, you just got to get it out. So I just kept writing and writing and writing and finally graduated from the notepad to investing in the software, a final draft, and started taking some classes on screenwriting. And that's how it all began.
The process of crafting and editing the script took longer than you might expect. For 12 years, he was a radio personality and producer by day and an aspiring screenwriter by night. One person who understands this hustle and persistence is Sheila Nielsen, a longtime career consultant. She's an expert in helping people explore side interests and skills that could turn into something more.
Play to your strengths. And what are those strengths? You sit down and think about, what is it that comes easily to you? And maybe it's harder for other people. There are people who are really good at, for example, math. There are people who are very good at problem solving. What kind of problem solving are you good at? So we're looking for aptitudes. And then we're looking for interests. What are the strong interests? What gets you up in the morning and makes you excited to think about it, to do it, to problem solve in this particular area?
Nielsen is the owner of Nielsen Career Consulting in Chicago. She says every interest starts off as something small and requires time, energy, and commitment to grow. She often uses this analogy.
Most of my clients have climbed up, I would say, they climbed up like Mount Everest, and they've gotten to a certain point. And then they look over at K2, this other mountain, they go, oh, I'd really like to be over there on that mountain. Well, very often you have to go down to come up again. It's not like there's necessarily a direct link across. You can cross over. You can't take a, you know, an airplane from one mountain to the other.
Nielsen says that in some cases, the skills you've already cultivated can help you in your next endeavor. For McBride, working in media meant that he had a leg up in certain aspects of the writing, communication, and creative direction of the film. However, he says that making the movie was far from easy, and he found himself back at square one several times.
After I got the script to a place where I thought it was presentable, I do have some friends in Hollywood who do movies, and I would send it to them, and they would critique it, and they would mark it up like a bad report card. Hey, we think you got a good idea, but you got a lot of work to do here. And I would get their critiques back and kind of just a lot of times I was just really discouraged, like, okay, maybe this isn't for me. You know how you just ball up the idea, just throw it in the trash, but then I'd get it back out and I'd just continue to write and write and write and take the constructive criticism and take the ideas that they were giving me and add them to the script. And this process just went on for years and years. Finally, I got it to a point where they thought that I had something worth pitching. And there were some production companies who were interested in it and talking about putting the money up for the movie. And I was like, okay, wow, this is great. We're getting close. And then COVID hits.
The initial deal fell through. And for years, the pandemic led to a standstill in film production. But McBride held out hope. In 2022, he took a risk and decided to finance the movie himself. He also secured a small business loan and got to work on production.
Not only was I the director, the executive producer, the writer, I also had to do transportation. I had to do wardrobe. I had to do, I had to wear all these different hats. I mean, a lot of times it was just me on the set with my crew. I did everything but run the camera. I didn't do any audio or anything like that, but I had to learn all of these different positions. And it was great stretching this out over a year period of time so that I could really take my time and understand these positions well. I'm in my 60s, and most of my peers are like, okay, let's start talking about retirement and how we can relax and how we can do less. And this happened to be just a pivotal turning point in my career to a whole nother career. So this will be the first of more movies that I'll be doing.
In a world that often celebrates youth and speed, McBride's story is a reminder that some journeys, the most meaningful ones, are built over decades, setbacks, and second acts.
A 17-year adventure of making this movie and a work of faith. And like I said, in the movie, the theme is don't be afraid, just believe. And I'm walking that out as I continue to just kind of stand on faith and not be afraid and make this movie.
McBride's new film, Black Ice, The Rhythm, is now streaming on Amazon, Prime Video, Apple TV, and Google Play. To find out more about Gerald McBride, Sheila Nielsen, and all of our guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
During KFC $10 Tuesdays, you can get a bucket of golden brown juicy chicken plus four dipping sauces for just $10. Or see what $10 gets you at a coffee shop.
Okay, now before you enjoy this coffee, let me explain the process each individual.
Anyway, enjoy KFC $10 Tuesdays. Get your choice of eight original recipe tenders with four sauces or classic fried chicken, both seasoned with our secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation vary while supplies last, taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Viewpoint Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Earlier this month, President Donald Trump vowed to reopen the infamous Alcatraz Federal Prison. In a post on Truth Social, he said that the updated site will house the most ruthless and violent offenders. While the structure of Alcatraz still exists, it's currently a museum and National Historic Landmark, drawing more than a million visitors each year. To reopen it as a modern operating prison would require extensive repairs amounting to several hundreds of millions of dollars. So how realistic is Trump's goal to bring it back? The island lockup first opened in 1934 and held gangsters like Al Capone and George Machine Gun Kelly. It closed less than 30 years later in 1963 because operating costs were through the roof, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Since Alcatraz sits on a remote island in the Bay of San Francisco, everything from food to fuel to water had to be hauled in. If the prison did reopen, this would likely be the case again. So far, the current administration hasn't released any specific plans or timelines, but reviving Alcatraz would require more than just a presidential decree. The federal government would have to take back control and navigate several environmental and legal obstacles. Due to climate change, the island is facing rising sea levels and potential coastal erosion. There's currently no running water either. Some critics are calling Trump's idea a distraction and just another political stunt, while others are saying it fits into his harsh immigration rhetoric. Regardless, if you're planning to visit the landmark, you may want to book that trip to San Francisco sooner rather than later. That's Viewpoints Explained. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment.
There's always a list around Hollywood of directors who can seemingly get movies made on their name alone. Think of that Steven Spielberg, Christopher Nolan, and Jordan Peele tier of brand name director. After Sinners, I think it's safe to say Ryan Coogler has added his name to that list. The writer and director first burst onto the scene in 2013 with his Sundance winner Fruitvale Station, then went mainstream with his 2015 Rocky franchise reinvention Creed. He followed that up in 2018 with Black Panther, which went on to gross more than $1.3 billion worldwide. But it's Sinners, the first wholly original film on Coogler's resume, that really cemented his place among the leading directors working today. The film, his fifth collaboration with actor Michael B. Jordan, follows the story of Smoke and Stack, twins in the 1930s Mississippi Delta, dead set on opening a juke joint in one night. What follows is an R-rated supernatural musical horror drama that has entranced audiences and managed to rack up more than $120 million in the U.S. alone, chock full of awesome performances, a stunning score from Ludwig Göransson, incredible guitar solos from Miles Keaton and Buddy Guy, and with Ryan Coogler's creative stamp all over it, Sinners is both a creative masterpiece and a genuine theatrical sensation at a time when those are rarer than ever. And like with a Nolan movie, Coogler has inspired the obsessives to seek out his movie in its 70mm IMAX glory. The bigger and louder you see Sinners, the better. And if you're anything like me, you'll probably want to head back a second time to see it again. I'm Evan Rook.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with FlexFoam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because FlexFoam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what FlexFoam can do for you.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying. Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
This week on Viewpoints.
Once they've met you and they're talking about you behind the scenes, endorsing you to the workplace, your chances for getting that job probably go up to about 80%.
Why getting hired isn't as straightforward as it once was. Then,
we're moving away from kind of mainstream news to partisan news. You know, the internet is becoming less and less reliable than it was even a few years ago.
New technology is aiding in the rise of conspiracy theories and misinformation. How do we navigate this new media landscape? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's a paradox of headlines. One week, economists tout low unemployment. The next, layoffs dominate the news cycle. The U.S. unemployment rate is 4.2%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the outside, that's a relatively stable number, but it's only part of the story. For job seekers, landing a new gig right now can take several months. Amidst the economic uncertainty, many companies are quietly freezing hiring or are in the process of restructuring.
We have these very tumultuous market right now. And so that's why networking is incredibly important, because there may be one job out there. Somebody's left. Somebody's going to have a baby and they're leaving and they're not coming back. And the workplace is not going to hire a lot of people, right? So you want to be that one person that they turn to.
That's Sheila Nielsen, a Chicago-based career consultant and the founder of Nielsen Career Consulting. She's also a trained social worker and prior to career coaching worked as an attorney for several years. Her message to job seekers, don't wait for the perfect position to pop up online or waste hours messaging hundreds of people via LinkedIn. A big way to stand out in a growing field of applicants is to strategically network within the field you're in or want to enter. Spend time researching the people in the roles you're interested in, and then look outwards at their circle of contacts. Nielsen has counseled thousands of clients and often uses this metaphor of playing an adventure video game.
You're trying to move from the cottage where you start, and you try to move outside of that cottage and you're looking for wizards and knights to talk with. Most people start off in the cottage and they stay there the whole time. What they're doing is sending their resumes and their cover letters and so on, postings to workplaces. And usually these big workplaces have what I call the dragon in front of the workplace, the castle. And the dragon is there to keep you out. They're trying to keep away all the job seekers because the key keeper, who's the person who could hire you, doesn't have time to talk with you and doesn't want to be bothered. So what I teach is how to get around the dragon, essentially, by leaving your cottage, taking your laptop computer with you, because it's great for stalking purposes, is what I call it. And you're looking for wizards and you're looking for knights. Now, wizards are about 40 to 70 years old. They're deeply connected to the market you're trying to get into. The knights are a little younger. And what that does is open doors and open possibilities for people who are trying to find their way to the next job. Now, very often people will say, well, you have to send your resume to the dragon. You'll have to just apply the normal way. But the reality is once they've met you and they're talking about you behind the scenes, endorsing you to the workplace, your chances for getting that job probably go up to about 80%.
This initial meeting could be a quick phone call, Zoom, or getting together in person for a coffee or meal. Once you've secured this meeting, Nielsen says don't bring up this word too soon.
I warn my clients, don't use the J word, jobs, too fast, because you'll basically get a response like, you know, I can't help you. I don't know of jobs. I haven't heard of anything. Instead, if you network in the way that I talk about, you're looking for opportunities, openings that haven't even been advertised yet.
The focus of strategic networking is to build real connections with these people. Nielsen says how you approach this makes all the difference.
What really good networking is about friendship. It's real friendship. And it's about thinking this way. Maybe I'll meet my next best friend as I'm going out to have this conversation with somebody. And the other thing that people don't think about that I tell my clients is give back. Give people gifts. Gifts of information, gifts of support. What I mean by support is somebody's, you might be talking to somebody and they say, I just lost my dog. I just, you know, this terrible thing has just happened in my life. Listen, care about that other person. We don't have enough of that in our world. And when you do that, that is a gift to another person and they'll never forget you and they will help you. What goes around comes around. It's very true. I've watched now careers for 35 years.
At the end of the day, sitting at home and applying on LinkedIn or various job boards is easier. You don't have to put yourself out there, and it's a relatively quick process. On the other hand, building a network and connections is a ton of work and can feel uncomfortable or daunting. And that's okay. Nielsen shares this story of a young person she worked with during the 2008 recession when everyone was looking for a job. He was based in New York and had recently been laid off from his job as a first-year attorney.
He wanted to work at a large law firm, and he named the firm that he would really love to work at. And I talked with him about how to take this approach, you know, network, how to do it, and we practiced his approach. He was a real go-getter. He went and talked to about 80 people. Quite a few people. And then an opening came at the firm for a first year. And that was the firm he wanted. He applied for the job. He came in for an interview. And among the people on the panel interviewing was one of the wizards he had met with for lunch. And he got the job.
The job search is cumbersome. And for most people, putting yourself out there doesn't come naturally either. One vital part of networking and interviewing is practicing how you come across. Do you sound confident in your skills and experience?
In the process of going on this quest, I teach my clients that you have to have an inner voice, a coach. It's almost like your own coach is always inside of you. But very often, I've seen a lot of people who have a very negative coach. So they'll say, oh, I don't think you're going to be able to do this. Oh, this is not going to happen for you. But what I work on a lot with my clients is helping them to have a positive coach. I believe I can do this. I've done something hard before, and now I'm going to do something difficult, but I can do this. I can get this done. And when you have a really good coach inside, when you have that voice in your head, that voice is tough and it's firm, but it's very supportive.
In a competitive market, it's not just about being qualified. It's about being seen. And that starts with stepping outside the usual hiring channels and treating your job search less like a race and more like a strategic quest. To learn more about our guest, Sheila Nielsen, check out her business, Nielsen Career Consulting. That's Nielsen, careerconsulting.com. For more from Viewpoints, check us out on viewpointsradio.org. Also follow us on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, how to protect yourself from misinformation when Viewpoints returns.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99. Less than a cab to the airport, and you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's me, Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. I see those dry elbows, baby. But don't worry, get moisturized right in the shower. So hydrated, you can skip the lotion after.
Don't wanna see it dry no more. Skin so moisturized with body wash.
Look at you now, no more dry skin. Your skin gets the moisture it craves with
Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
During KFC $10 Tuesdays, you can get a bucket of golden brown juicy chicken plus four dipping sauces for just $10. Or see what $10 gets you at a coffee shop.
Okay, now before you enjoy this coffee, let me explain the process each individual.
Anyway, enjoy KFC $10 Tuesdays. Get your choice of eight original recipe tenders with four sauces or classic fried chicken, both seasoned with our secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Go deep enough into the internet and you're sure to find a number of conspiracy theories on just about anything and everything. These narratives can sometimes be more innocuous, such as the bizarre internet theory that singer Avril Lavigne died in 2003 and was replaced by a body double. But they can also be dark and dangerous, often downplaying mass tragedies as staged or unfairly targeting specific groups of people by religion or race. But one thing these theories all have in common, they lack any substantial evidence and fall under a broader category of misinformation. While these wild narratives may seem to be a new phenomenon, cultural historian and writer Colin Dickey argues that they've been a recurring theme in our culture for many years. His new book, Under the Eye of Power: How Fear of Secret Societies Shapes American Democracy, chronicles the history of conspiracy theories in America. But what exactly is a conspiracy theory? And why does it have the potential to develop into something so dangerous? Dickey says to answer this question, it's key to understand the difference between a conspiracy theory and an actual conspiracy.
When I started looking at the difference between conspiracies and conspiracy theories, I tried to focus on actual conspiracies as a benchmark, you know, things like Watergate or Iran-Contra, something like that. And usually with an actual conspiracy, there is a specific crime that they're trying to accomplish. And there's almost always sort of low-level functionaries who are involved because these things take a lot of people. And once you start poking around in it, once you start asking questions, the conspiracy unravels pretty quickly.
Dickey notes that these conspiracies tend to eventually fall apart because of the number of people involved in the cover-up. And if you zoom out further, there are likely people who are creating theories on these conspiracies.
A conspiracy theory, on the other hand, tends to be something which is much wider in scope. It is not just a specific crime that's being committed. It's an idea that there is a whole network of actors who are controlling world events. So it gets very wide in scope, and it's also incredibly difficult to detect. And it's so hidden and subterranean that there's always an excuse for why it can't be unearthed or something like that.
For example, his book covers several conspiracy theories about rumored secret societies. In particular, he hones in on groups that are believed to be controlling the U.S. government from the shadows. These theories have long been around, but they're now becoming more popular thanks to a more divided media landscape and greater coverage from social media platforms like TikTok and Facebook.
We're moving away from kind of mainstream news to partisan news. You know, the internet is becoming less and less reliable than it was even a few years ago. You know, it's really incumbent upon us to both be vigilant about this. And I think for me, the solution is as much trying to understand what is driving people to embrace these conspiracy theories rather than simply just trying to, you know, yell facts at them. I think the facts are vitally important, but it is usually not facts which persuade people. It's understanding what the kind of emotional and existential benefit is for them in believing this conspiracy theory and focusing on that instead.
New technology may also increase the spread of misinformation and conspiracy theories. Algorithmic news feeds on social media recommend content for users based on what they want to see, which can reinforce pre-existing beliefs. On top of this, generative artificial intelligence technology, like ChatGPT, also poses a very real threat.
What generative AI has the potential to do is reduce the costs for bad actors, whether it's them simply to make money out of clicks and eyeballs or to influence people because of politics or other types of issues. Whatever the goal is, it allows bad actors to create false and misleading content that is very persuasive because of its audio and visual components at a much lower cost and a much rapid time.
That's Dr. Eric Nisbet, the Owen L. Kuhn Professor of Policy Analysis and Communication at Northwestern University. His research focuses on misinformation and its effects on elections and democracy in general. Nisbet says one of the biggest factors to look out for is the ongoing threat of AI-generated deepfakes.
A deepfake is employing technology, modified video, modified images, to take something, modify sometimes a real piece of video, a real image that actually took place, and modifying it to be false or misleading. It could be changing the words that someone says. It could be even placing in a figure, a political figure, into a scene or situation which never occurred, splicing them in, creating videos that seem real and are factual, but are completely made up.
Dickey agrees that these new technologies will increase the spread of misleading information.
They are going to increasingly corrupt and corrode the availability of, you know, factual and objective information on the web. And I think that is going to just further enable people. I think there's a large segment of people who benefit from there not being a single objective source that people can consult on the internet. So we're in for uncertain times. People that I've talked to and I've known who've sort of fallen down these rabbit holes, they're usually looking for something. They're looking for some reassurance or confirmation or something that makes them feel a certain way about the world. And a conspiracy theory will offer that. And so it's always worth asking, what is that thing that they want to believe? And sometimes they're looking for community. Sometimes they're looking for empowerment. It's really a question of trying to understand what it is that is motivating them on a kind of existential and emotional level. And then figuring out, is there a way to address that?
Because someone may have a strong emotional response to a story they think is real, they're more likely to share it.
If something seems very emotional, the content, or just seems violates your expectations, take a minute to stop, right? If you see a candidate do something truly outlandish, take a minute to question that and double check. Don't accept it on face value. I think the key thing is that we don't want to be cynical, but we want to make sure that we don't accept everything at face value, but that increases the cost of doing so, and not everyone does. And our human biases are to make these quick, rapid decisions, often emotional, about what's true or not. So it's sort of almost like a gut check, right? Really, is that true? Maybe I should double check before I share it.
Nisbet also stresses the importance of using reliable sources for your news and information.
Be wary of the source, who is sharing it or who's presenting it to you and why, whether it's a friend, whether it's a family member, whether it's a website you've never heard about. So don't take things at face value, right? Really understand the source of that information. Rely on more credible sources. There's a great deal of partisanship and polarization around the media. But the Wall Street Journal is a credible source and it leans right. There are credible right-leaning sources and credible left-leaning sources, like center-left, center-right. Rely on those.
For more tips on how to separate fact from fiction, head to viewpointsradio.org for a more expansive list of resources. You can also find out more about our guests, Dr. Eric Nisbet and Colin Dickey, on our website. This segment was written by our associate producer, Tabor Brewster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Toilet paper, coffee, olive oil. If you're feeling a little deja vu, you're not alone. In a scene straight out of early 2020, people are once again stockpiling. But this time, it's not a health crisis that's clearing shelves. It's the fear of high prices, steep tariffs on imported items that are threatening the national supply chain. Some experts estimate that Chinese-made items will now be 2.5 times more expensive than last year. As a result, many shoppers are filling their carts with shelf-staple groceries, frozen goods, and home care items like cleaning supplies and batteries, which are often imported. An early 2025 survey from the University of Chicago polled almost 14,000 people about the effects of tariffs. Nearly 40% of respondents plan to stockpile items, and a third also plan to put aside extra cash ahead of price spikes. But not everyone has the option to panic buy. Stockpiling requires upfront money and space, two things a lot of people don't have. For those living paycheck to paycheck or in small apartments, buying in bulk is a luxury. So while some are filling their garages and freezers, others are just trying to afford next week's groceries. This moment isn't about tariffs or trade. It's about a snapshot of an anxious economy, one where fear moves faster than policy, and who gets to prepare often depends who can afford to. That's Viewpoints Explained. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. How do you pass the time on your commutes? Do you tune in to the radio, put on a podcast? Maybe you listen to an audiobook. Audiobooks are undergoing a bit of a renaissance right now, and their newfound portability is a main reason why. For a long time, listening to an audiobook meant shelling out big bucks or sitting on a library waitlist to obtain a huge, unruly set of tapes or discs. You'd put them in one after another and listen to books on tape for long car rides or an arduous flight. But now audiobooks can be the most convenient way to read, or at least consume, a book. Gone are those days of cassette after cassette. Now audiobooks can be purchased directly on your phone, or most likely borrowed for free through your library subscription via a web app like Overdrive. And once you've gotten your audiobook, you can save it right to your phone and click play whenever it's convenient. Personally, I love driving to the sounds of a good book and experiencing an old favorite through new eyes, or being able to easily tear through a good thriller. One big reason in the minds of many an audiobook listener is which works best for them. Are they listeners who want to get the biggest bang for their buck on a mammoth of a book, or to zip through some shorter books on their commute? For example, you can really invest weeks worth of commutes on nearly 48 hours of listening to Stephen King's The Stand, or 21 hours of Herman Melville's Moby Dick. Or you can pick up some shorter reads like Trevor Noah's Born a Crime, which clocks in at just under 9 hours and can easily be finished in just 1 week's worth of commuting time. Much like reading a real book, I find that different seasons and moods predispose me to different audiobooks. Do I want a light, funny memoir like Amy Poehler's, or a dark, scary horror novel? It always just depends. Regardless of your inclination, it might be worth it to try listening to an audiobook when riding the train or driving in heavy traffic. It might just make your commutes feel more productive. And if you're looking for a recommendation to get you started, Bryan Cranston's narration of Tim O'Brien's Vietnam War classic, The Things They Carried, is one of my favorites. You can visit our site, viewpointsonline.net, for resources on how to check if your library offers free audiobooks to subscribers. I'm Evan Rook.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with FlexFoam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because FlexFoam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what FlexFoam can do for you.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short. Not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The director of the UN World Food Program says millions in Sudan are facing near starvation conditions.
Sudan is the largest humanitarian crisis on the planet right now, and we've got to pay attention to it.
Cindy McCain spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. She also addressed the food crisis in Gaza. President Trump marked this Memorial Day weekend by delivering the commencement address at the West Point Military Academy.
We're getting rid of the distractions and we're focusing our military on its core mission, crushing America's adversaries.
Cryptocurrency investor John Waltz is accused of kidnapping and other crimes to get a man's Bitcoin password.
Waltz is accused of torturing the man, repeatedly shocking the victim with electric wires, cutting his leg with a saw, and forcing him to smoke crack cocaine.
CBS News New York reporter Alicia Reed. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.